If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Male Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Male treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Male will help you.
Call New Male Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer. With all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
It's an epic showdown as heavyweight action returns to the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Reigning champ and ruler of the ring, Vladimir Klitschko, looks to continue his historic domination of the division.
Klitschko simply separated him from his senses.
But standing in his path, undefeated top American heavyweight Bryant Jennings, in the fight of his life, seeks to keep the titles on U.S. soil. World Championship Boxing, Klitschko versus Jennings, live Saturday, April 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on April 25th with a powerful doubleheader. Undisputed heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko returns to fight in the U.S. for the first time since 2008 and puts his title on the line. Rising American star Bryant Jennings plus undefeated Saddam Ali takes on Francisco Santana in a welterweight. See it Saturday, April 25th, 9 p.m. Central, only on HBO.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship, so you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete is a combination grass seed, mulch, and fertilizer that repairs bare spots fast. For 65 years, you've counted on Pennington to work. Count on it to work for your next celebration. Pennington One Step Complete, honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves host Utica in Game 2 of the first round of the playoffs tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. Following the Blackhawks' 5-2 loss in Game 5 last night, Patrick Kane says everyone on his team needs to step it up in Game 6.
Still trying to figure out different things and do things better, but that's kind of like any given game. So, I think all of us could have been better tonight, including myself in certain situations, definitely. I'll try to learn from that and pick it up next game.
Kane had a spinorama assist on Chris Versteeg's goal in the third, but it was too little too late. Game 6 at the UC tomorrow, no official word yet on who starts in goal for the Blackhawks. Scott Darling surrendered 4 goals in the loss. Meantime, Jimmy Butler scored 24 points to help the Bulls take a 3-0 series lead over the Bucks in their first-round series. But the Bulls guard knows to eliminate Milwaukee, they'll have to beat them at their best in Game 4.
Definitely. I don't think they want to go home. I don't think they want their season to end. I think if we play the way we're supposed to play, I think we have a really great shot at winning. But they're a good team. I mean, they guard, they rebound, and they're athletic enough to get a lot of steals and deflection. So if we cut our turnovers down, which we've been saying, why not? Why can't we win on Saturday?
Game 4 in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon. Baseball, both Chicago squads in action tonight. White Sox hope to slow the red-hot Royals, who have started the season by ripping off 12 wins in 16 games. Jose Quintana opposite Danny Duffy. Cubs hoping to snap a two-game losing streak when they visit the Reds. John Lester goes for his first win with the Cubs. Mike League will counter for Cincinnati. Figure Chris Coughlin will be in the lineup for the Cubs. He is 8-for-8 against League all-time. And the MLBPA still exploring the possibility of filing a grievance for the timing of Chris Bryant's call-up to the big leagues. Join 670 The Score's Adam Harris tomorrow at Golfsmith in the South Loop from 1:30 to 6 for the grand opening week of broadcasting live updates. And for your chance to win Eagle Ridge Golf Vouchers, brought to you by Golfsmith. Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball.
Have a good
next
weekend,
next game
Jordan.
On the score, you too, Jay. Next game on the score is at 6:35 when the Sox host the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Is that Dougie right there?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's a kinder version for our little sign-off.
Kindler, gentler.
It's Doug Day on 670 The Score. And in the city of Chicago, great full-page ad from The Score on the back page of the Tribune sports section with a beautiful. Thank you to our guest today, Mark Lazarus from the Chicago Sun-Times, Greg Gabriel from right here at The Score, and more. Good stuff on the NFL Draft, and Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports. Our producers are excellent. They are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Jason Kastner is our intern. Jordan Bernfield had the updates. You know that. B&B are live, except it's B and M. Or A. I don't know. Two guys. A couple of guys.
There's a K in there.
They're over at Trader Niner. Todd's on Sheffield, 3216 North Sheffield, part of the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. And they're over in my old neck of the nape. Hello, B&A. A and B.
B&M. B&A Baracus.
Hey. No shortage of stuff today. Yeah, there's a lot of strong feelings and strong thoughts and hot takes to be had.
Well,
hot garbage.
What are you guys going to start with?
I don't know. It's weird because...
All right. Good night, everybody.
No. Just you sit here at Trader Todd's and you're kind of just in a festive mood. So I think maybe we'll just get one of those giant fish bowls full of blue liquid.
And, ooh.
How many straws? You know, like how many straws just, can we fit in there?
Well, we need three. One for Rick, one for Miska, and then one for Dan.
There you go.
Yeah, don't get Miska close to the alcohol, though. He gets wild. No.
I only saw it once. I only really saw it once. That's when
I've never seen Miska.
Yeah, when we were on the Chicago's east side at... Miska's like, oh, yeah. And we were being feted Serbian style. And they kept bringing...
Is that like the old country way? Whatever
that
was.
Well, Dave does love his Serbian men.
Did us up the old country way with the sleeve of eats.
And the old country buffet as well.
There you go. Really,
it was quite something. It was a storm of meat and homemade liquor. And
I had to ride it out in a McDonald's for a while. Just get some coffee. Just like, I got to sit down.
I'm trying to think of the most drunk I've ever been around you two. You and
are you talking to me?
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting into it with you. Yeah.
The
Arizona
that.
Win. Yeah, when we went to the Mexican place and you just couldn't stop. You couldn't.
Well, that's every time.
Well, that would be when you were asleep in the car.
Oh yeah. That was bad. Or how about Bourbonnais, where we tried to race on the side of the? We did race on the side of the road.
Yeah, the side of the highway with no lights,
with oncoming traffic.
Yeah. Right. On gravel.
Yes.
On gravel into oncoming traffic.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember that? Do you remember that
Darwin
one,
Award tryout?
Remember that one meal in Arizona? You actually left because you just couldn't stand being around Burnson anymore.
Yeah, because he had like a few belts of wine, and all of a sudden.
I've got some people to go see. I got to go.
I've been around Burns right. After a couple of drinks. He gets kind, though, doesn't
he? No, not this time, because he started... It's like a kindness that turns into like a, a Probert kind of thing where he's like, oh. And I'm like, I can't handle this anymore.
Now, you know, Speaks, what it is, it depends if there's food or not. If there's food involved,
yeah,
he becomes super annoying because then the mouth noises get really loud.
And then he starts putting his hands in the food. That's what we had a nacho plate that he just started just diving in with everything. His hands.
That's nacho plate.
And then Speaks, what happens is every bite of food becomes the greatest bite of food in the history of food.
Remember when he spilled the wine on the chef at Smith and Wesson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I love this. And then next thing you know, he's got wine all in his lap.
And then Bernstein in his lap, right.
See, some of us have an issue where we think we are delightful drunks. Like, oh, I'm just a happy-go-lucky. I'm a very kind, sweet drunk.
Being sober and taking care of a drunk always makes you angrier.
Right,
because you want to be where they're at, and you're like, dude, I hate this guy now. When I was
a bartender, I hated drunk people. Oh, my God. It's like
it kind of comes with the territory, though.
You're sober. Then again, it was at Otis's at Halstead and Webster, and they had quarter beer night. So, like, kids from DePaul would come over and buy three beers for 75 cents and tip me a quarter.
What was the name of the joint?
Otis's.
Otis's at Halstead and Webster.
Yeah, back in the day.
Halstead?
Oh, yeah. What's Miska doing there?
Wow.
I don't know if this is party music or something. I don't know what that is. What is that bit?
It's from the Blue Oyster. What is it? Cops?
Police Academy.
Police Academy Cops. Did
you start with Blue Oyster Cult?
The Blue Oyster Bar.
Oh,
yeah.
It's back when they thought Steve Guttenberg was going to have a tremendously long and successful acting career.
And he was just Steve Walsh. Acting career. Yeah.